Next item we have is license status review. First, we have our Thomas Croswell Sr. and Thomas Croswell Jr. These companion cases?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Croswell Sr. and Jr., come forward, please, the officers. Mr. Thomas Croswell. The Croswells, come not. Proceed. Have you been previously sworn in?
Yes.
Proceed.
Thomas Croswell Sr. has one new conviction, harvest oysters from a closed area. Date of offense, December 10th, 2018. Date of conviction, June 25th, 2019. Officer Kyle Jones. Mr. Croswell first appeared before the commission as a natural resource offender during the September 2017 commission meeting. The commission placed Mr. Croswell on probation for a period of 5 years from September 26, 2017 through September 25, 2022, owing to a conviction of 2 oyster violations and 1 crabbing violation. Mr. Croswell's 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season while on probation within a 2-year period should result in at least a 3-year revocation of all licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission revoke all of Mr. Croswell's licenses for a period of 3 years from the date of this Commission meeting, August 27, 2019, through August 26, 2022. The Code of Virginia also allows that the Commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Croswell's licenses during this revocation period.
Officer, proceed.
Again, on December 10th, 2018, Captain Bell received a complaint that came into our office that there were 3 individuals in a boat oystering off of Cockrell's Creek in a closed area. We were underway, got to the area, we did see 3 individuals in a small skiff that were on board. They were hand scraping on a rock at the mouth of Cockrell's Creek, located in Area 1, which is, let you know, Area 1's been closed for 2 full seasons now. Once we made contact with the 3 individuals on the boat, they were identified to be Mr. Croswell Sr. and Mr. Croswell Jr. Also, Michael Croswell was on board as well. We did notify them that they were in a closed area, and they had about 3 bushels of crabs on board, oysters on board at that time. We did dump the oysters back into the area. They did follow us to the shoreline where they were, where Mr. Croswell Sr. and Mr. Croswell Jr. Were each given a summons for oystering in a closed area. They were both found guilty in Northumberland County District Court, and they appealed the ruling to Circuit Court. Again, they're both found guilty in Circuit Court and assessed a fine of $200 for court costs. We did get a survey map to ensure that the GPS location of where they were, that they were for sure in a closed area, which they were about a mile into that closed area.
Any questions? We're just dealing now, I think, on this motion with Mr. Croswell Sr. Any questions, comments? Let's pledge the commission.
I move to approve staff recommendation of a 3-year revocation of all licenses.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard for 3-year revocation, second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Croswell Jr., please.
He has one new conviction, harvest oysters from closed area. Date of offense, December 10th, 2018. Date of conviction, June 25th, 2019. Officer Kyle Jones. Here are Mr. Croswell Jr.'s 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season within a 2-year period should result in at least a 3-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, The guidelines suggest the commission place Mr. Croswell on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this commission meeting, August 27, 2019, through August 26, 2022. Any failure on Mr. Croswell's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the three-year probation will result in Mr. Croswell appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
All right. We've already heard from the officer as well on both of them. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Tankard.
I move for a three-year probation, which is a staff recommendation.
For a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Eric Ferguson Sr. and Eric Ferguson Jr. Officer involved?
Yes, it's Patrick Turpin and Brian Elliott.
Officers involved, please come forward. Thank you. Gentlemen, you'll testify. You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the help of God.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Proceed, ma'am.
Eric Ferguson Sr. has four new convictions, three of which occurred on February 2nd, 2019, with a conviction date of March 25th, 2019, and Officer Patrick Turpin. And those are commercially taking oysters on a Saturday, patent hauling without a gear license, and oystering during a closed season, and the fourth conviction of possession of uncooled oysters, seven courts, date of offense January 26, 2018, date of conviction, March 23rd, 2018, Officer Brian Elliott. Here, Mr. Ferguson Sr.'s 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season, one conviction of patent hauling without a gear license, one conviction of commercially taking oysters on Saturday, and one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a two-year revocation of all shellfish licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the commission revoke all of Mr. Ferguson's shellfish licenses for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, August 27, 2019, through August 26, 2021. The Code of Virginia also allows that the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Ferguson's shellfish licenses during this revocation period.
Okay. Thank you. Which officer is going to handle this? Testimony. All right, sir. State your name for the record, please.
Officer Turpin. All right. Yes, sir. On Saturday, February 2nd, 2019, at approximately 11:20, while I was on routine patrol in Back River off the city of Pocosin, fishing vessel Kristen Marie was working a patent on when I approached the vessel. I asked the captain, identified as Eric Ferguson Sr., as to what they were doing. They stated that they were clamming. I told Mr. Ferguson that I would be coming along his port side to inspect his catch. As I boarded his vessel, Mr. Ferguson then told me that he had to be honest with me, and he was actually catching oysters, and he pointed to a bushel that was located behind me over on the deck. At that point, I asked Mr. Ferguson if there were any more oysters on board. He then told his son, identified as Eric Ferguson Jr., to go in the cabin and get the other three bushels and bring them on the deck. I then issued them three summonses each for commercially taking oysters on Saturday, oysterng during a closed season, and working a patent on without a good proper gear license.
Any questions of the officer? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ferguson, you'd like to address the commission?
Yeah, I mean, all I could say is I was trying to pay my rent, and nobody catches those oysters. They've been there. They haven't been there for long. And they're getting so big, they're dying. They're dredging that channel out, and I was just trying to pay my rent. And I did keep the oysters. I am busy. I mean, that's about all I can say.
Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Zedrin?
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion? By Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Yes, sir. Your license revoked for 2 years.
Sure.
Thank you. Eric Ferguson Jr.
Eric Ferguson Jr. has four new convictions, three of which occurred on February 2nd, 2019, with the conviction date of March 25th, 2019, and Officer Patrick Turpin, and the fourth violation, possession of uncooled oysters, 7 quarts, date of offense January 26, 2018, date of conviction March 23rd, 2018, Officer Brian Elliott. Mr. Ferguson Jr. does not have any licenses or permits or previous convictions. So the Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season, one conviction of patent towing without a gear license, one conviction of commercially taking oysters on Saturday, and one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period shall result in at least a two-year revocation of all shellfish licenses. However, Mr. Ferguson Jr. does not currently have any commercial licenses. This revocation recommendation should prohibit Mr. Ferguson Jr. from obtaining any shellfish licenses for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, August 27, 2019, through August 26, 2021.
Officer Elliott.
Yes, sir. On August 26th at approximately 12 p.m., I was on routine patrol. I was in the city of Newport News. I was inspecting oysters at KC Seafood, Coastal Seafood. I don't remember exactly which name it was at that time. It switched over to Coastal soon thereafter, I believe. Boat came in. Eric Ferguson Sr. was the captain. Eric Ferguson Jr. was the mate on the boat. It was a fishing vessel, Christine Marie. He approached the dock with 8 bushels, took a look at his oysters. They appeared to be small, informed the captain I'd be culling his catch, found 7 quarts of small oysters and shell, informed the captain that he was in violation of the 4-quart maximum, wrote him a summons on that day for 7 quarts unculled oysters.
What was that date again?
January 26, 2018.
Thank you. Questions of the officer? Thank you, Officer Elliott. Mr. Ferguson, you wish to testify? Yes. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Zedrin?
Move with approved staff recommendation.
Motion made to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second? Second by Mr. France. Further discussion?
I have one question here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tanker.
On the slide in front of us here, it says 2-year revocation of all shellfish licenses. Is that the staff recommendation?
Yes. That's the guideline sanction, so we have to follow by that, but it's up to you guys.
That's correct.
Commission, so you can make the commission.
And that means for 2 years he can't obtain a license also.
That's correct.
You got a motion made and second. Are we clear on the motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Next, Mr. John Green.
John Green has 2 new convictions, possession of uncooled oysters, 7 quarts, date of offense January 16, 2019, date of conviction February 25, 2019, Officer Brian Elliott, and taking of oysters off public ground before sunrise, date of offense December 3, 2017, date of conviction January 16, 2018, Officer Brian Elliott. This is Mr. Green's 2019-2018 licenses and permits, and he has no previous convictions. Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish and one conviction of taking oysters off public ground before sunrise within a two-year period should result in at least a six-month revocation of all shellfish licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the commission revoke all of Mr. Green's shellfish licenses for a period of 6 months from the day of this commission meeting, August 27, 2019, through February 26, 2020. The Code of Virginia also allows that the Commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Green's shellfish licenses during this revocation period.
Officer Elliott, and previously sworn.
Yes, sir.
Mr.
Okay, we'll do the, if it's a pleasure to the commission, I'll do the cold oysters on January 16, 2019 first. I was on routine patrol that day in the James River near the mouth of the Pagan River. I approached a fishing vessel, Lady Nevea, boarded the vessel, inspected a commercial oyster catch. Upon my inspection, I informed John C. Green, who's standing here to my right, and the rest of the crew that I was going to call. Take a closer look by culling his oysters. Culled his oysters, found 7 quarts of small oyster and shell, and informed them they were over the maximum amount of 4 quarts. Wrote them summonses. We returned the oysters to the sanctuary that day. Mr. Green was cooperative, very cooperative, and that's what happened that day.
Okay, proceed with it.
Yes, sir. The next violation
I'll have it here if you need it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On December 3rd, 2017, I was on routine patrol, Thomas Rock area of the James River. Sunrise that morning was at 7:02. Noticed a single vessel, Shelby Jean, working and approached. I boarded the vessel, immediately asked the captain what time sunrise. That morning, I believe his father was the captain, and I asked him what time sunrise was. He said at 7:02, and I asked him what time it was, and he said 6:57. The vessel already had 3 bushels of oysters on board, and the cold board was full. I informed the captain and John C. Green, a crew member, that I was going to write them a summons for taking oysters before sunrise, and that's what I did.
Any questions, the officer?
Another question.
Yes, sir. Mr. Zedrin?
Where does that 7:02 come from?
7:02 is...
Time.
Yes, sir. That would be the documented time for sunrise that morning going.
Where does that come from?
Are you reading it off your watch, or are you reading... Where are you getting it from?
The weather app on my phone for the Newport News area. That morning was 7:02.
Is that something that... the commission advises captains that we have some kind of standard, that we use some kind of standard for determining sunrise and sunset?
I'm not sure the standard on it. I can assure you the captains do know when sunrise is, because they start working exactly at that sunrise every morning, no matter what time. It changes daily. So
what if, when you boarded this vessel, the captain's watch was wrong, and he said, you know, you ask him what time it is, and he says it's 7:15. What happens then?
I tell him, I would inform him what time it really was. I've had that happen as well.
Well, but would you issue him a summons?
I would, yes, sir.
I think some of the mitigating aspects of this one is, if it were 7:02 and it was 6:57 and there was nothing... that had been harvested, nothing on the coal board, nothing that had showed a significant... The question would be, how much effort and how long had he been working, in your estimation, prior to the time you contacted him?
I would say 15 to 30 minutes would be that's exactly how I looked at it. With the 3 bushels on board, the coal board was full. It was far past the time I saw him working, far before that.
Further questions? Mr. Ballard.
Yes, sir.
And the limit at this time would have been 8 bushels, is that right?
8 bushels, yes, sir.
Per person?
Per person.
Okay.
Right.
And there were 3 on board?
There were 3 on board, yes, sir.
Further questions?
Mr.
Tankard.
I have one on the violation or the issue at hand on January 16, 2019.
Yes, sir.
You said you after you culled a bushel. Were there other bushels on board at that time?
Yes, sir. I believe they had 11 bushels on board that day at that time.
And
yes,
you
sir.
Only culled one bushel
that's
out
correct.
Of the 11?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, sir.
Would you say that bushel was probably like all the other bushels that you didn't cull?
In my opinion, I would say that they were all fairly the same. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Green, do you wish to testify?
Yes.
Would you raise your right hand? So I swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Okay. Come to the podium, please.
On the 2017 incident, I wasn't the captain, and so I couldn't say no. And I know that the season had just kicked off, and it was still really hot, and that was only three licks, which is only... You just go around in one circle, and that's a lick. You go around the circle, and you pick the drudge back up and dump it. So, and earlier this year, I know that we dumped one of my baskets out, and there was, like, this deep into the can. It was, I'm guessing, like, a dozen or more shells. I've done the best I could. I do the same thing I do every day. I just work the drudge and pick a couple oysters.
Questions of the gentleman? Mr. France.
Mr. Green, how long have you been a commercial waterman?
I started probably like 17 or 18, just small time with my dad.
I don't know how old you are.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. 7 years.
Thank you.
Further questions? Matters before the commission. Mr. Taggart.
I move to approve the staff recommendation of the 6-month revocation of all shellfish licenses.
Motion made by Mr. Taggart. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next, Mr. Peter Maziak. Mr. Peter Maziak. Peter Maziak comes not. Proceed, ma'am.
Mr. Peter Maziak has two new convictions, possession of uncooled oysters, 7 quarts, date of offense January 16, 2019, date of conviction February 25, 2019, Officer Brian Elliott, and possession of uncooled oysters, 6 quarts, date of offense January 24, 2018, date of conviction February 21, 2018, Officer Brian Elliott. These are Mr. Maziak's 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions.
Okay.
The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that 2 convictions of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 2-year period should result in at least a 6-month revocation of all shellfish licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that the Commission revoke all of Mr. Maziak's shellfish licenses for a period of 6 months from the date of this commission meeting, August 27, 2019, through February 26, 2020. The Code of Virginia also allows that the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Maziak's shellfish licenses during this revocation period.
Thank you. Officer Elliott, you've been previously sworn?
Yes, sir.
Do you have that one in the book?
Yeah, I'm just going to do it off of memory, sir. Yes, sir. On 1-16-2019, I was on a routine patrol in the James River. He was actually on the same vessel as John Coley Green. Routine patrol, I approached the vessel. Same testimony as before, called a basket. One bushel of his oysters, found 7 quarts in violation, issued all 3 people on board a summons for uncalled oysters in the amount of 7 quarts. Did not show up for court. He was found guilty in his absence. On the second offense, or the first offense, second in line here, date of offense was 1-24-2018. I was on routine patrol. I was down at Deep Creek Marina, James River Marina, the city of Newport News, inspecting oysters that day. His vessel came in. He was a call boy on the vessel, 2 other gentlemen on the vessel. Looked at the oysters, they looked, appeared to be very small. So I culled one bushel, found 6 quarts, and wrote him all three summonses. He was found guilty in his absence that day as well. I'm actually surprised Mr. Masak didn't show up today. He had a lot to say on both of these occasions. I thought he might want to tell y'all about it as well.
I think we get the hint. Mr. Tankard.
Could you elaborate on his lot to say?
On the first offense, a video was taken. I thought he would want to show that to y'all, actually. And on many occasions, it was a little close for my comfort, asking to back up quite a few times. Telling me that I don't know what I'm doing. Just things like that. Very mally. Abusive language. Other than that, it was handled and everything went. He signed the summons and all that. But second offense, he wanted to get the same way with me. The captain on the vessel actually was able to calm me down a little bit, which I appreciated that.
Well, I call to attention 28.2232 Code Section B. The duration of revocation prohibition shall be fixed by the commission up to a maximum of 5 years, with the withdrawal of all fishing privileges conferred upon this title during that period, taking into account evidence of repeated or habitual disregard for conservation, health and safety, laws and regulations, and double I, abusive conduct and behavior toward officers. We put up the suggested penalty, please. You notice it's a recommended sanction.
Yes.
Mr. Zedrin?
I believe that we cannot tolerate abuse of our Marine police officers. They're doing the job. They're very polite. They're very knowledgeable. And I don't think we can tolerate this. I think we need to send a message out there. So my motion is to increase the revocation to 3 years.
Not seconded. Motion made by Mr. Zedrin for a 3-year revocation, seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? Mr. Ballard.
I'd also just like to make the note that this is a fishery that is in a declining resource. We have many oystermen that would like to participate in this fishery. We have to limit the amount of bushels they can take, and we have many that will do so while protecting the resource and behaving responsibly. So I agree with the motion.
Further comments? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Elliott. Nicholas Green.
Mr. Nicholas Green has one new conviction, possession of uncold oysters, 7 quarts. Date of offense, January 16, 2019. Date of conviction, February 25th, 2019. Officer Brian Elliott. These are Mr. Green's 2019-2018 licenses and permits, and he has one previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 2-year period should result in at least a 1-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Green be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, August 27, 2019, through August 26, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Green's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation will result in Mr. Green appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Thank you. Officer Elliott, you've been previously sworn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is actually the captain I spoke of in the last testimony. Date of offense was 1/16/2019. My testimony remains the same as far as I was on a routine patrol. We were in the James River. He was the captain on board the Lady Nevaeh. I approached his boat, stepped on the boat, looked at the oysters, stated to him they appeared to be small, and, of course, got 7 quarts, which is 3 quarts over the maximum. Mr. Green was very cooperative, and he is actually the one that spoke to Mr. Masak in an effort to keep him where he needed to be that day. But he was very cooperative. He was found guilty in his absence on the court date as well.
Okay. Any questions of the officer? Mr. Green, do you wish to testify?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you raise your right hand? So I am swear the testament you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Proceed, please.
When this happened, while the officer was culling that bushel, which we had 11 on the boat, I went through three more at that time. And I run all the hydraulics. I run the boat. I run everything. And I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I've never had an uncalled oyster ticket in my life. And I was embarrassed about it. I apologized to the officer, and I don't know how that got by me, but it got by me. And I usually pay attention to everything. I don't want anything on my boat that's not the law, that's not legal right. I don't go where I'm not supposed to. I got three children, and I really didn't know what to say. And I had to remind the guy that was on the boat, Pete, that was with me, that that when an officer was on my boat, that it was my boat, and he was not to speak unless spoken to, and for to let the man do his job. And twice he stepped out and disobeyed what I told him. And after I got done, called the oyster ticket and put the oysters overboard. When I got to the shore, I fired him, and he never went back to work with me again. He worked with me a total of 3 days, and one of the 3 days he worked with me, I got the ticket. And he's the son of a friend of mine. I grew up working with Johnny, crabbing with him when I was young and stuff, and he was always pretty straight up and stuff. And I called Johnny when I got home that day and asked him about Pete. And the guy was on medicine and stuff and hadn't taken his medicine. I didn't know he had psychological issues and he needed his medicine, hadn't been taking his medicine. And Johnny told me that he didn't take him oyster with him because every year he'd taken him, he'd gotten a ticket with Pete on the boat, so he couldn't take him oyster with him.
Okay.
And he just came to me looking for a job. He worked with me 3 days.
All right. Can I see his record again, please? Mr. Green's record. Or can the commission see Mr. Green's record, please?
And this ticket here, my dad convinced me at the time I didn't have a commercial license that it was better for me to take the ticket than him. That's the only offense I've ever had.
What kind of Father's Day present did he get? What was the recommendation again, please?
1 year probation.
Mr. Ballard.
I think we've got a captain in front of us that's been doing this for 20 years and has been doing an extremely good job. And not only that, was respectful of our law enforcement. I would be in favor or look for some guidance from staff on what a lesser penalty than 1 year probation would be.
You can make it a day or none or 30 days or whatever you want to make it.
I would be in favor of a 30-day probation.
Second.
30-day probation by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you for your behavior and your respect to law enforcement.
Thank you.
Have a good day. By the way, officer, I'd like to commend you on your enforcement efforts in the area and trying to maintain order. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Is that all we have on that?